tomorrow was supposed to be a big day for one popular movie franchise.
Bond. License to Kill. History of Violence. I could be speaking to my own reflection. Only your skills die with your body. Mine will survive long after I'm gone.
History isn't kind to men who play God.
That's from No Time to Die, the latest in the James Bond series. Its U.S. release date has been pushed back from this month to November, just before Thanksgiving. Pushed back or postponed indefinitely because of the coronavirus outbreak. Theaters are closed, so it makes sense the releases can't happen on time. Are you turning to movies at home in the meantime? What are you watching and how are you watching it? Is there a new movie you've been looking forward to whenever it comes out? You can call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Reggie Ponder joins us now, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, for a look at the latest in the movie world and how people are adapting. Reggie appears weekly on Vocalo Radio in Chicago. He critiques movies for several other media outlets as well. Reggie, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, how are you doing? I hope you're staying safe.
Well, I am, and I hope you are too, Reggie. And before we get to the movies, how is this affecting the life of a movie critic?
Wow. I feel like I've been a little busier than I normally am because the studios, particularly the streaming services, are sending us everything to watch. So I'm watching so much stuff, Rob, and I'm so happy to be on the phone with you. Whew.
Getting a break from all those movies. Let's talk first about the things that are not happening at the big screen. We heard James Bond there. What were some of the ones you were looking forward to that we're going to have to hold off on now?
Well, Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick, they moved that from June the 24th to December. They really moved that out. They also moved A Quiet Place Part 2. And I think if you remember when we talked, I really loved A Quiet Place. I think that was the best use of audio or non-audio that I've seen in a long time. It really was like a silent movie. But they're pushing that all the way back to September the 4th. And, of course, you're going to hurt the kids' feelings with SpongeBob movie. I mean, Sponge on the Run is moving from May the 22nd to July the 31st. There's Fast and the Furious 9. I mean, so there's so many movies out there that people are waiting for. But what I'll say is that while the theaters right now are not the theaters, the movie studios are losers right now. They'll get a rebound effect because the movies are still going to come out at some point.
Now, some movies I know are going to switch to streaming, but I want to key in on one you mentioned that didn't, the new Quiet Place one. Actor, director John Krasinski said, you know, this is a movie best watched with a lot of other people. It doesn't make sense, he thought, to release it to watch in our living rooms alone at this point. That idea of, you know, movies as still this communal experience is still out there, Reggie.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's how come I think that the movies will never die, even though a lot of people have been doing streaming for a while, is that there are just some movies from a visual perspective that you have to see on the big screen. Then there's some movies from an experience perspective that you have to see on a big screen. And then there's just some movies that you just want to go out with your friends and just see on the big screen. So I think A Quiet Place Part 2 is one of those movies that if you and I decide to go together, you probably would have a divot in your leg because I would put my hands in and I'd be so scared. So it is one of those kind of participatory movies with other people.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, looking at how shutdown watching experience and the movies available to us. And it's not just, Reggie, movies that are done and ready to air. It's also going to be delaying production on some movies, it sounds like.
It's delaying, not sounds like, it is. It is delaying production on a lot of movies because, as you know, Tom Hanks was actually in the process of filming a movie and caught the coronavirus. And so that told the movie industry everything they needed to do. You can't film a movie with two people. You need all the other things that you need for lighting and all that other stuff. So, yes, it will do that as well.
Let's look at some of the other big movies that have had openings postponed. The Marvel Universe carries on. Eventually, Black Widow, I understand, with Scarlett Johansson. That's another one that's been put off, Reggie.
Absolutely, and it was one that I was looking forward to as well. And the reason the theaters and the film companies won't make the kind of money that they would make by releasing a film like that, because the Marvel Cinematic Universe gets a lot of people out to the theaters, and then after that it goes to streaming and a lot of people will watch it from there as well. So it just doesn't make sense for a lot of these big franchise movies to release Fast and Furious or Black Widow or any of those types of films, because they will lose a lot of revenue. In fact, one of the things I didn't mention is that the stock of the theater companies, meaning like AMC and Century, their stock is down 50% to 70%.
Right. There's a concern with a lot of businesses, big and small, about whether they're going to be able to get through this and then open up at the end of shutdowns. Is there a concern that we're going to lose some theaters or even theater chains?
Yes, absolutely. There's some concern because there's some smaller theater chains. Let's say I know of one. I just can't think of the name right now, but I think they have like somewhere between 20 and 30 theaters. They cannot survive an extended, prolonged period without some people in their in their theaters. And then some of the especially art house theaters, they're going to have a really tough time. And you know that and this also goes over to real theater as well. So those theater companies are smaller theater companies are losing money and as well. So it's hard all the way around as we look at entertainment.
Let's talk about what we can see now, Reggie. Are any movies coming out that were supposed to start in the big screen on the big screen coming out in streaming services instead?
So there are a few films that they're looking at to put out, but most of them have been more animated or family type movies. So what Disney has done is Disney has said, okay, there's a couple of movies that we can take and just put on Disney Plus. We wanted more people to subscribe to Disney Plus anyway, so this might actually be playing into their hands in a way that Disney Plus is going to be a winner. I think I before we started this, I said one of the winners for this will be the streaming companies. So that's Disney Plus, Apple TV, Netflix, Hulu. Those services are going to be winners during this time.
Those services have been doing original content, both series and movies as well. Are there new movies coming out that were already planned to be on streaming services that you are liking, recommending, or looking forward to, Reggie?
Not at this point. There aren't any specific movies that I'm looking forward to that are coming out on streaming services that should have come out on the big screen. That is because, again, the theaters are really saying to themselves that we're going to wait so we can get show these movies later and do what they call the catch-up effect, meaning catch up by just rolling those movies and hoping that people will still go to them. But what I will say is that Netflix is doing a really great job of showing original series. And that's one of the things. They're really winning on series. And when they get you caught on a series, that means that all of a sudden you're watching somewhere between 10 and 15 episodes of a series on these new shows. And I think that that's good, Rob. I think that's good for diversity because we kind of tend to watch the same old, but this time is actually requiring us to kind of look for some different things. And I think that these streaming services are doing a good job. Not as much on the movie end. There are some movies out there, but more so on the series end that can keep your attention.
We're talking to movie critic Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, about how the movie industry is responding to the coronavirus pandemic and what it means for the movies you can watch. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What are some movies you've been looking forward to seeing in theaters? Are you still looking forward to them now that they've been postponed? Are you bummed that you can't go out and see a movie? And if you are watching movies at home, what are you watching? Are you digging into some old favorites, some old classics, the old DVD or even collection? Are you streaming? How are you watching the movies you're watching? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our talk now with movie critic Reggie Ponder, Reggie the Real Critic, about how the movie industry is responding to the coronavirus outbreak, business closings, and stay-at-home orders. A lot of big movies being postponed. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What are you watching at home these days, and how are you watching it? Are you catching up with some classic movies you might have missed, or re-watching some old favorites? Are you streaming it, DVDing it, whatever? And are there new movies that you really want to see on the big screen? Maybe that new James Bond, for example, you're looking forward to whenever it comes out. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Becky is with us in Beloit. Becky, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I work at the local library here, and I just wanted folks to be aware that if they want to log on to their local library's website, they are doing a lot of free streaming, a lot of services, a lot of ideas for free entertainment, and a lot of the libraries are offering opportunities to get a library card, a temporary 3-month library card, just for going on their website. So,
right, a virtual library cards, right, Becky?
Yeah. So it's a good free service, and you might just find something else you like there.
Fantastic.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Becky, because I think libraries across the nation are doing that, and I think that's a great service for folks who might not be in a position, given the fact that they've lost their job, to purchase some of these streaming services, that the library can step in and fill some of the gap. Thank you for that.
Becky, thanks a lot for calling in at 800-642-1234. Now, Reggie, I know you said you're getting swamped with screeners for movies. Are you taking an opportunity to look back at some old favorites yourself lately?
I am, in fact. My two children, they're young adults. They're 24 and 20. They're movies that I want them to see. So we'll sit down. And we started with a lot of the top movies from 2019. I know you and I talked about this before. My youngest daughter has not seen the movie Parasite. So I am tonight, in fact, I'm going to watch Parasite again, but I'm going to watch it with her, and I'm going to have so much fun. So we're going through the list of the 2019 movies now, and we are watching some of those movies that they wanted to watch in the first place. So yes to that.
Well, I got to ask you, Reggie, I have teenagers. Is there going to come a point where I recommend a movie and they're enthusiastic about watching it with me, again, that is around the corner someday?
I think that the answer to that is actually yes, is that what I'm finding with the fact that we are sequestered with each other, that we're learning a little bit more about each other and learning how to appreciate some of the things that we might not have appreciated before. And what I mean by that is that I probably wouldn't watch a couple of the series that my daughters watch, but they'll say, come on, Dad, spend some time with us. Watch this with us. And then I'll do the same as well. And so we learn a little bit about each other. We talk about the films and the things that we see. So the answer, I think, to your question is absolutely yes.
Oh, what have they introduced you to, Reggie, that you've liked, series or movie?
There is a series, and of course now I'm forgetting the name of it, that we've been watching with Kerry Washington and... Oh, geez, how come I'm forgetting? It's on Netflix, and it is so interesting. Was
it that Little Fires Everywhere?
Yes, Little Liars Everywhere.
We
have been watching that series, and I did not want to sit down and watch that series because I'm watching so much. It has been so interesting. They got me hooked. I am hooked.
That sounds fantastic. We're talking to Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, about how the movie world is changing in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak and theaters being closed. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. Let us know what you're watching, movies new or old, and how you're watching them, given that theaters aren't really an option. 800-642-1234. Movie festivals, Reggie, they're a big deal, and I assume they're on ice right now, too. What kind of things are going on there?
A lot of stuff. So the Frame Line, which is the LGBTQ film festival, is being delayed. It's being delayed until the fall. The African American Black Film Festival, which was supposed to take place on June the 17th in Miami, will now take place in October on the 21st through the 25th. The BMA Cinema Fest has been canceled, and this is the New York platform for emerging independent filmmakers. And so this particular film festival is so important for these emerging independent film festivals, and it has been pushed back or really canceled. So they don't even know when that's going to come. When they're going to be able to do that. And then there's just so many other film festivals as well. This is really hurting the film festival circuit. And when you ask the question, will we lose some theaters, we probably are going to lose some festivals as well, because these festivals don't make a lot of money, and it's really hard to put them on each year. So I'm really hopeful that, I guess, with the loans that are being given out, that as a small business, these festivals will be able to survive this time period.
Yeah, and that makes me think, I think of the big movie production companies. How is this all going to affect the little guys, the independents, trying to get through this?
You're absolutely right. It really is the same thing. That if you were doing a production right now, you were spending money, and now all of a sudden you stopped. That is really going to cost your business. And if you're a smaller studio, you won't be able to rebound from that. Like, you know, some of the bigger theater houses like Paramount, Universal, and Searchlight, Sony, they'll be able to do that. I do want to mention really quickly that you did ask about some of the movies that have been pushed back. Mm-hmm. And one of the movies that I was looking forward to was Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I know, call me silly, but I was looking forward to it. And it was supposed to be released this year, but it's not going to be released until March 5th of 2021.
Wow. A long wait for some movies. We heard from Chuck in Madison who couldn't stay on the line. Chuck has a gripe about Apple TV pop-ups while he's watching movies, prompting him to pay for additional services, despite all the other Apple services he signed up for. Reggie, do you see disruptions when you're watching various kinds of screening services that, I don't know, might interfere with our smooth watching experience?
I have not seen that, but I have been inundated with ads in my regular internet stuff about these different streaming services, and being a person who has a lot of Apple products, I am tired of seeing Apple ads about their streaming service. But I must admit that I am watching. I just watched a movie on their service called The Banker, starring Anthony Mackie and Samuel L. Jackson, and I enjoyed it. It's actually a true story. So, but I understand where people are getting a little frustrated as well. So I just haven't seen that on my service.
Of all the screeners you've been seeing lately, Reggie, can we live vicariously through you? Can you share a couple of your favorites that we can put in our calendar for the future?
Well, The Banker was one. I saw that before it came out, and I really enjoyed that. And it's really interesting that again, these streaming services are using some main some mainstream actors. So this is not like you getting this drop off of talent to do these movies. So that was one. And I'm watching four things right now, which I really can't speak to because they're not out yet. So, but I'll tell you that I'm watching a series called the Edie, or the Eddie. My daughter and I, we are arguing about it, and it's so interesting. And it's set in France, and it's about a club. And I can't say too much more because it's not out yet. It doesn't come out until the 25th of this month. But I am watching a lot of stuff these days.
Well, Reggie, thank you so much for joining us. Always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Rob. And again, look, make sure if you got a streaming service, fish around a little bit. There's a lot of stuff to watch and enjoy.
All right. That's Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. He reviews movies on Vocalo Radio in Chicago and elsewhere. And we talked to him today about the coronavirus impact and the response from the movie industry, what it means for the movies you can see and when you're going to be able to see them. A lot of big name movies postponed for months, years, indefinitely, and of course, production too. Still time to let us know what you're watching. You can head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us what movie you've watched or re-watched lately at home and how you watched it. And if you're looking forward to being able to go to a movie theater and watch movies again in the hopefully not too distant future.